All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I'm in for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm,
safe and warm,
if I was in LA.
If I was in LA,
California dreaming. On such a winter's day, stopped into a church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I began to pray. You know the preacher like the cold, he knows I'm gonna stay.
Welcome to the Juice Bar on this sultry, kind of humid.
It got a little bit cold.
It got a little bit cold.
It's
really
very
hot in here right now.
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a little bit cold.
Yeah, well, it was nice like all week. The beginning of the opening of the week. I came back Monday morning and it was beautiful. Like there was no one on campus. It was like 7:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And completely quiet. No one was mowing the lawn or blowing leaves or anything. No one was walking around.
Wow.
No one had cut the grass either. So it was long with dew and the sun was golden.
Right.
And it was magnificent. It was great. But today it just is not the same at all.
A little bit rainy, a little bit cold.
A little bit windy.
I can tell you though, the pollen coming off of the trees is thick. It is some thick pollen. My allergies are terrible right now. I was walking to the show across the quad, walking on the pathway we have underneath some of these trees, and the pathway, which is a red brick pathway, is just, it's yellow because it's just completely covered in pollen.
Yeah, no,
it's a mess.
It's ridiculous. They were blowing some of that this morning.
Yeah,
which was interesting.
Where were they blowing?
Just into places
just
where
side.
It would just blow right back onto you. Like there was nothing happening there. They weren't breaking ground, but that was just California Dreaming by Amazon on WJRH 104.9 off A College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. Kind of another smattering of songs. This end of semester kind of like rush that we're in.
It's,
I feel like we kind of
a lot's going on.
We'll get into it. Jump back into some music here. Got two songs. One of them is actually courtesy of Charles, our RA.
Love Charles.
Who was blasting this at like 11 in the morning, I think, on
I also got a song from Charles that he was blasting, but that was at the beginning of the year. I'd have to look back and figure out which one.
I wonder if
it was.
It's the same song.
Probably not.
Roundabout way, but I guess let's jump right back into it. Right now, we're gonna have "Shine a Light."
It's a good song
by the Stones. If it would play, which seemingly it doesn't want to,
but that's okay.
That's okay.
We why does this happen to us sometimes, Jack?
You know, I have absolutely
the
no idea.
The board just doesn't like us.
The board, you know, it sometimes is it just doesn't want to play.
No, it's really not. Well, it's just us.
It's just us. Okay, well then I guess we could talk. I could quickly talk about the music schedule of the year while I'm trying to figure out how to get this to play. There is a we're getting into the concert season, Lafayette, the music department. All of our honors theses for the music department are giving their. Some people are composing, some people are just playing. Oh, there's a big showing tonight. There's
that's very exciting.
Oh, it is. It's
do you know anyone in particular who's?
I do. There's some people in orchestra. Megan Schooley's playing piano. Mm-hmm. You know, she's doing that. There's a jazz ensemble that I was listening to. They practice.
Whoa.
And they were phenomenal.
You know, there was a very good quartet, barbershop quartet type deal that I heard practicing one night before when I was in rehearsal actually for the Heathers, the musical.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I was waiting, I was like, when are they gonna sing? And I'll tell you, it was on Earth Day. They came out, sang on Earth Day, along with my roommate and our good friend, Eric Matthews.
Of course.
There was a whole bunch of performances, and it was a great day. I have to say, I really enjoyed Earth Day. I've never really enjoyed Earth Day in general, because I feel like normally people kind of ignore it, but which is a shame, because I think Earth Day is a very important day. But no, Earth Day this year was quite cool. There's a lot of festivities out on the quad. Ice cream. There were some very interesting posters that I was reading. I wrote a note to an incoming freshman.
Oh, there's a popsicle stick. They're all on campus right now.
Are they?
Right now it's Accepted Students Day. Oh. So if you are.
I thought that was XLC. Wasn't that a while ago?
Well, it's every Friday for the entire month.
It's every Friday?
I think the last month of the year they just.
I feel like I saw a tour going by and it didn't really look that full.
You know, but I've seen a lot more tours going around. A lot of people are visiting classes, my psych class in particular. We had some visitors today that just prospective students, they all have to decide by Wednesday. By Wednesday.
That's really stressful.
Yeah, they've got 4 days to choose, make a big decision.
I remember choosing.
Was it hard for you?
I decided pretty much on XLC. Well, because that weekend there was XLC and there was also an Accepted Students Day to RPI, which was another school I was going to do.
Okay.
So I went to both of them, and RPI was pretty cool, but I got to XLC Day and it was just so much better. So that's how I decided to come here. I actually met Chad. Chad was my first friend. I met him at XLC Day. We exchanged Snapchats, and then I never talked to him since. And then I came here, and it turned out that he was living in my hall, but I didn't realize that, like, the person who I exchanged Snapchats with was the same person that lived down the hall until, like, a couple months into school. Because for some reason I remembered him looking very different. Like, I feel like when I met Chad the first time, he looked at it not at all how Chad looks now. So it was a very confusing moment.
I just got a text from my mom.
Yeah?
It's telling me that the song is actually playing in the background right now.
What?
Which is interesting because we can't actually hear it.
That's crazy.
But I'm just going to kind of bank on the idea that this song is actually playing right now. I'm just going to jump to the next song, which is Stairway to Heaven by the OJs.
Okay.
We're just going to kind of launch into this. I don't really know what's going on right now. But
gosh.
I'm praying that it's just going to start playing.
This is a trainer.
Someone's going to hear it. I don't know. Thank you.
the stairway to heaven.
Here we go.
Walking the road of ecstasy.
Taking the load
of this old world off our shoulders. The door is wide open for you. Open for me.
Here we go.
Still in a moment of pleasure.
You and I.
We're gonna find the pirate's treasure.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh,
glad we got that cough in there. Well, now that we figured out, I guess, what it was that was going wrong, which is just kind of, I don't know. It's just kind of something.
Weird. Weird board problems. It's a mystery.
You know, I...
It's the ghost of WJRH.
It's something's up. Second time it's happened, I don't know. Anyways, that was just Stairway to Heaven by the OJs, which is a song that we got, or I was, Charles was playing one day while putting up a bulletin board in South, which is the first time I've ever actually seen him do anything that constitutes RA duties.
No, he hangs the posters in the bathroom stalls.
Oh, the one that... Oh, those one. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no more stall talk.
That is true.
now there's just the sign that says don't flush anything down the toilet at all.
Don't flush paper towels down the toilet.
Flush nothing. But other than that, I've never seen him actually do it. But he put up a beautiful board for Earth Day, as you were talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, you love Earth Day.
Love Earth Day.
It was... WJRH has actually done some... Did a little concert on the quad. They brought out the speakers and played.
Yep.
But that's kind of... I don't know if that was for Earth Day or just... For all days that are good weather, because I feel like they've kind of done it with all days. Yeah,
they kind of do that a lot, I feel, on good days. They just play music on the quad, and it's actually very nice.
It is. I mean, if it's a nice day, and you just, you know, like, they'll play some whatever music they want to play. I mean, you have no choice over it, but usually it's good. It's usually pretty good.
I mean, that's the job of a radio station, right? To pick music people enjoy.
Exactly.
So.
And if you ask people, we don't do it well.
Not our job.
However, if it's, you know, like a sunny day this weekend, mm-hmm. just come out to the quad and listen. WJH will probably be out there just jamming out. Or go check out an honors concert at the music department. Or if you're doing nothing tonight, go check out John Mulaney and Pete Davidson.
That might be difficult.
There are still tickets.
Are there really?
Yes, but they're like $125.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's... There are tickets, but, you know, are you willing to pay that much to see John Mulaney and Pete Davidson? You have to really love them.
That's a maybe. I do really like John Mulaney.
I know.
I mean, I already have tickets, so I'm
glad. As do I. So we'll already be there.
We'll all be there.
It'll be good. I hope they make a joke about the fact that this thing has been pushed back 3 times.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's taken a while.
I actually didn't believe it was going to happen. I thought it was going to just get pushed back again.
Yeah, I was definitely having my doubts, but...
It should be pretty good.
I'm excited.
All of their shows are within driving distance from New York because Pete Davidson has to get back for, what is it, SNL. Life.
Whoa, that's crazy. That makes a lot of sense.
So I don't know how much of these pushbacks had to do with Saturday Night Live and how much of that had to do with Pete Davidson just having stage fright. We might not even see Pete Davidson tonight.
He may not even be here. I don't know.
Maybe it's just John.
That'd be okay. I like John.
I like John.
Pete Davidson.
If you're not aware of who John Mulaney is, go check out the
specials he has on Netflix and/or Spotify
or any like streaming service and mm-hmm. YouTube, and they're mm-hmm. kind of all over the place. Yeah, I'd recommend New Kid on the Block.
Yep.
That's definitely, I think, his best work. Mm-hmm. He's got some great other stuff, but like that collective stand-up special is so good.
I've run out of John Mulaney because I've watched all of his specials. So I'm super excited for tonight.
Because he's going to have new material.
It'll be something new.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm stoked.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait. But in order for us to get there, we should probably get through this playlist. Yeah. Because we kind of spent some time talking about mindless things.
While we were... Didn't... Well,
anyway. Well whatever was going on whatever with the soundbar, and we'll figure it out. But you know what? Now that we kind of... I think I got it done. I just mashed some buttons for a while. Right now we're going to play Ruby Falls by Guster.
We'll be right back. so low. People look at me and they know. They can tell something is wrong. Like I don't belong. Well, staring through a window, standing outside. They're just too happy to care tonight. Wanna be like them, but I'll mess it up again. I tripped on my way in, got kicked outside. Everybody is so. So full of love, it just comes spilling out. It's uncomfortable to see. I give it away so easily. But if I had someone, I would do anything and never, never, never let you feel alone. I won't leave you on your own. Who am I to dream? Dreams are for fools to let you die.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. We just heard a couple of songs. That was Ruby Falls by Guster and then Wonderful World by James Morrison.
Yeah. I've got a friend from home that just adores Guster. They're a smaller band. They're at that size where they're not too big, where like everybody knows them.
They're not,
but they're big enough that if you go to the concert, there's people there. Mm-hmm. But it's small enough that you still have, it's not like a stadium.
I don't know how I feel about their name, though, because it really sounds like custard.
Well, you can write a strongly worded letter to them at guster@gmail.com. They're always taking suggestions. It's a total lie. Don't believe anything. I'm quickly going to run into a PSA right now.
Please.
There's some questions, and if you could just provide some color commentary answers to the questions I ask you, that would be wonderful. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B?
I did not.
But most don't know they're infected?
I did know that.
If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends that you get tested for hepatitis B.
It's probably smart.
Join us on the day that this is all happening in 2014. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Eastern Pennsylvania for free for a hepatitis B test. It could save your life.
Hepatitis C? B? What is
B.
that? Hepatitis B. B. Important stuff.
Well, there's a hepatitis C section, but we haven't gotten there yet.
We're just on hepatitis B.
That's
why do they give us these PSAs?
I have absolutely no idea. There is well, you know what? I think it's because we're a non-profit radio show, so we technically need to do. They said it. Neil said it at the beginning. If you have any concerns about the PSAs that are being read aloud,
they just don't. They're not even relevant.
Well, we could use some more updated ones, but I don't really know where to go about getting some new PSAs because some of them seem a little. You know, I don't want to say something wrong. You know, I don't want to offend anybody on air with any of these PSAs. But yeah, I'm glad we got that in because we're contractually obligated.
An actual PSA for the people of the Lafayette community: there's free STD testing at Bailey's sometimes, so watch out for that in your email.
Awesome.
And go.
Cool. Thank you. You know what? I didn't.
That's,
there
current.
We go.
That's a current PSA.
You know what? That's something I didn't know. So I've been there announced.
Go. There you go.
You're welcome.
It's important.
Thank you. So this past week was class registration, which is.
Oh my God. One of the most stressful things in the world.
You wake up at 7 a.m. and then you
wake up at like 6:30.
And you just basically. Digitally fight for your classes.
You digitally fight.
On a website that doesn't work.
On a website that doesn't load.
So you never get what you actually want.
So you just don't even fight. You don't even get the chance.
Yeah, sometimes you're planning on taking...
I made a program to let me type in my course numbers faster than anyone else, and I didn't even get to use it because when I hit submit open the webpage, it bounces. Just didn't respond.
Yeah. No, it's...
For 20 minutes. I registered 20 minutes after everyone else, and I got into zero courses.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you want to take micro and musicology and geology and maybe ideas of Africa, but you end up taking Italian Renaissance art and comparative 20th century Russian literature to fulfill your requirements that you thought you were going to take classes you wanted to take for.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
Just the way it is. I would say it's better, though, than I guess what... the back to school way, which I'm assuming is just like the old way of registering for classes, where it's just a free for all and like a large gym where all the courses are just, they have their table and you just kind of like punch, like swing your way through. It's just like,
was that ever
anarchy?
I mean, I guess, yeah, before the internet, how did people register for courses?
Well, I'm just going off the movie Back to School.
Oh, okay.
This is one of those things where
probably just like a paper form. You just like give your paper form to the registrar and then they work everything out. That's probably
maybe,
what used to
I
be.
Don't know. This is one of those things. There's times where I'll be out with like my dad. We'll be like grocery shopping, eating something like that, and there'll be like some other group of people that are talking like, "Oh my God, I just saw this movie," mm-hmm. right? And my dad will be like, "Wow, that makes how like they know nothing. Like, what is this?" This is one of those things. Like, people are listening right now. Like, know nothing.
Yeah.
You think you had it hard? You think you have it hard waking up at 7, going online on your computer. To do it, I watched a man die trying to get philosophy 250. But I think how much? Oh, we got a lot of music left.
Yeah,
I think we should like seriously jump back into this. Yeah. Did you this next song you just recommended?
Oh my God! Okay, Vampire Weekend. Been
Love
slowly
them.
Releasing
Love
the songs
them.
Of their new album, two songs at a time every other week. I think. Not really sure.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
And this is the newest one, and I think it's great.
I was stronger. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know hate is always waiting at the gate. I just thought we locked the gate when we left in the morning. And I was told that war is how we landed on these shows. I just thought the drums of war would be the louder warnings. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. Cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Oh Christ.
Do me wrong, but do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. And save your goodbyes for the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. It's sure enough good to see you, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go away then, damn you. Go on and do as you please, yeah. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knee. I'm undecided and your heart's been divided. Been turning my world upside down. Oh, oh. Do me wrong, do me right, right now, baby. Go on and tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't let lonely tonight. be lonely tonight.
Meet you all the way, Rosanna, yeah.
Just Sunflower, also by Vampire Weekend, also off their new album, also a song I very much like. Right before that was Rosanna by Toto, song I didn't realize was by Toto, but it was. Right before that was Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by James Taylor, and before that was This Life, also by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, double Vampire Weekend. I'm okay with that. It was... I'm liking this new format where they're just releasing a couple of songs because I feel like I'm not getting burnt out of like the album, so it's just kind of like I'm getting a little taste every once in a while, and I keep coming back.
I feel like it's kind of like a clickbaity way of releasing an album, though.
It absolutely is. I mean, they're like definitely
like just like slowly letting it trickle out.
But it's so like, Vampire Weekend.
All right, that's cool.
I mean, I think they all went to Columbia.
Yeah.
So, you know, they probably all, they've got it.
We found out some interesting information about Ezra.
Oh, yeah. The lead singer, married to Rashida Jones. We were talking about, the first song, This Life, is about cheating there's a line in it.
It's like the chorus.
That is, yeah.
I've been cheating on you.
And you've been cheating on me.
Which I hope not.
Yeah, you've been cheating on
me. He's married.
Yeah. And I've been cheating through this life.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
It's pretty bold. He's married to Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones, Office, Parks and Rec, a lot of things. Currently working on Hot Girls Wanted, a documentary. I just read about it and on a poster. It was right next to the Did Jesus Rise from the Dead poster? That is all over campus right now.
It's a very good question.
Did Jesus Rise from the Dead? I don't know. You gotta go to the seminar to find out.
Depends who you're asking.
No, it's... But I couldn't believe that. It was a really interesting because you brought it up. You're like, I'm pretty sure Ezra's married.
Yeah.
Rashida Jones.
Very strange.
Anyways, we got one last song. And you had said that, again, back to This Life by the Vampire Weekend. You're like, this song reminds me of a song
that sounds like a song by Paul Simon. I don't know which one.
And before that, you had said, I think it reminds me of Simon Garfunkel. And then you were like, wait, no. I mean, actually Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. And it's ironic because of the last song, which is a Mumford & Sons cover of The Boxer with a Paul Simon slide guitar solo. So we'll get to that. But you have been listening to WJR 24.9 Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been The Juice Bar on The Juice. Always the dependent variable. We'll be back next week. As the semester is winding down, we'll make sure to get back. I think we have a good plan for next week.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We'll get it together, and hopefully no technical difficulties. So sorry about that for anybody that was like painfully listening to me just mash buttons, because I guess it was playing the whole time.
While we talked over
Shine a Light by the Stones. Actually, I should say the first like 45 seconds. Background. Of Shunnelet, yeah. So, anyways, This is the boxer.
I'm just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers. In the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Well, lie, 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 lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was home going. Where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. Oh, la, 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 la. By his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.